SM Voice News, your global link.
Families and Nation condemns rising domestic violence, cites impact on family foundations. Kanchibia lawmaker calls for repeal of the Livestock Development Act. And at least 18 dead after bus plunges off bridge in El Herek, east of Algiers. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. Families and Nation Executive Director Judith Mwila has strongly condemned the rising cases of domestic violence, warning that such behavior is contributing to the breakdown of families and weakening the foundations of homes. In an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Mrs. Mwila attributed the increase in household violence to unresolved shame and conflict, which she said is eroding the unity and strength of families. She urged couples to commit to peaceful and constructive communication, emphasizing the importance of finding amicable solutions to disagreements. Mrs. Mwila said couples must be willing to compromise and create space for open dialogue to close the gaps that come with differences, and stressed that taking the law into one's own hands only deepens division and destroys trust in relationships. A home should not become a battlefield. If we want to end the cycle of broken homes, we must learn to resolve conflicts respectfully. Families must understand that there are ways to resolve differences through compromise, communication, and mutual respect to ensure a solid foundation is built, said Mrs. Mwila. Mrs. Mwila further called for increased awareness, community support, and intervention to promote strong and healthy families across the country.
It is very saddening. I want to appeal to couples. When people get married, at the beginning of marriage, if violence was there, people would not get married because nobody wants to be hurt. So we always need to remember where we are coming from. Before we start attacking each other, physically, even verbally, emotionally, we have to remember that these people that we have as our husbands or our wives came to be with us through a process of commitment, a process of love. We say, I love you, till death do us part. You know, those words, they come with a mission, the mission to make it work.
The director of Adulam Therapy and Wellness Center, operating under the Zambia Mental Health Community, Matia Ndengi, has called on members of the public to live within their means to prevent mental health challenges such as stress, depression, and suicide. In an interview with RSV News in Osaka, Dr. Ndengi emphasized the importance of recognizing early warning signs of mental distress, such as loss of interest in previously enjoyed activities and seeking professional support before symptoms escalate. There is need to strike a balance in how we approach life's challenges. People must learn to acknowledge the reality of their situations while also seeking professional support to cope with them, said Dr. Ndengi. Dr. Ndengi highlighted a troubling rise in suicide rates, particularly among young people, attributing the trend to the pressure of maintaining appearances and lifestyles that exceed their financial capacity. He warned that such pressure has led to significant psychological strain, where many individuals, especially the youth, are struggling to meet societal expectations and aged people to speak openly about their emotional challenges and seek help rather than suffering in silence. He further stressed that being proactive about one's mental health is essential and encouraged the public to reach out for support before situations become critical.
And if they do not reach those standards, they, you know, start to feel depressed, sad, and even get suicidal. So there really needs to be a safeguard when it comes to our community. If we want to overcome these challenges that come from social media use, it should come back to our families. Even as we raise children, we should help them to know that their worth does not come from the material things that they possess, but it's because they're created in God's image. They are valuable in God's sight, and people should not feel that they need to attain everything in this world. What will it profit a man to gain the entire world and lose his soul? So
Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has expressed concern over an incident where 70 animals in Kalomo were slaughtered because their owner lacked a movement permit, questioning the methods used in livestock regulation and disease control. Mr. Chanda said while it is important to uphold the law and maintain biosecurity, justice must never be separated from compassion, proportionality, and modern scientific practice. He lamented that the animals had already been tested and cleared as disease-free, yet their destruction went ahead. Mr. Chanda has therefore called for the current Livestock Development Act to be repealed and replaced, describing it as punitive in nature, outdated in design, and destructive in practice. Such out-of-date and heavy-handed methods not only punish the farmer, but also weaken the very sector we are trying to grow, said Mr. Chanda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He has further called on applying proportional penalties such as fines or partial forfeitures rather than wiping out an entire livelihood, as well as strengthening disease prevention and biosecurity in a humane and sustainable way.
If Zambia is serious about building a resilient livestock and livestock industry, we cannot afford to use blunt instruments of justice that wipe away livelihoods in a single stroke. It is for this reason that I'll be moving a motion in Parliament to repeal and replace the current Livestock Development Act. This law, in its present form, is punitive in nature, outdated in design, and destructive in practice.
Publish What You Pay National Coordinator Sama Chikwanka has urged the government to streamline and expedite marketing systems within the mining sector to enhance efficiency and reduce delays. In an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Mr. Chikwanka emphasized that effective and timely systems are crucial for the sector's growth and long-term sustainability. He stressed that for Zambia's mining industry to deliver broad-based benefits, local communities must be actively engaged and informed about its economic and employment potential. Highlighting the strategic importance of the Lobito Corridor, Mr. Chikwanka noted its potential as a cost-effective export route that could drive community-centered development and economic empowerment. He said the upcoming mining endeavor is a key platform for stakeholders to explore how Zambians can fully benefit from opportunities linked to the Lobito Corridor. The mining sector can only grow if the government responds in a timely manner to challenges it faces, said Mr. Chikwanka. He further urged the government to remain proactive and inclusive in its approach, ensuring that mining policies and interventions are geared towards sustainable development and shared prosperity.
We keep lacking leadership to respond timely and in case to have late responses. And that's what creates the financial problems that we keep having. We do not need to go and borrow money from the World Bank. So, when we have very rich reserves of course. So the Bank of Zambia announced that we should have started by apologizing for being late in responding when everybody else was in the market except our own government. And that's something we need to begin to address seriously. What about this gold mine? But the government is coming after the fact. Very, very heartbreaking and very, very disappointing. But yes, we have done something.
In African news, a tragic bus crash in Algiers has left 18 people dead and 24 others injured after a passenger bus veered off a bridge and plunged into the Ouied El Hirak stream bed around 17:45 p.m. on Friday. Emergency crews rushed to the scene, deploying 25 ambulances, 16 divers and 4 rescue boats. Civilians jumped into action, wading into the water to help pull victims from the partially submerged bus before rescue teams arrived. Coming up shortly, Palestinians flee IDF attacks on Gaza City as Israelis protest against occupation plan. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When